It's a great day in Kershaw County. Yep, ladies and gentlemen, Julie Burns, oh, great day, has now been defeated. The king is dead. The king is dead. Katie Gwynn won by 1,300 votes or some crazy amount. So now we're throwing the bums out. I'm not sure what exactly caused Mr. Julie Burns, the sentiment of the people against Julie Burns. Not sure what carried the day. I mean, he's got the swamp park, which we're just now passing, if you guys. There's the swamp park. Now that right there is a noose around his neck. You know, they're trying to make the best of everything. They're trying to, we've got 2,500 feet of walkway and phase one is done. They put $1.5 million or more into things. But Julie Burns is gone. Now, is that going to change anything much? It was interesting, while the polls were closing, County Council was meeting, going over spending on the new budget and all. And there was a couple of items. Mr. Tom Gardner got people looking at adding $300,000 for a community center up in Mount Pisgah area. It looks like that's going to be going through. And then you got Russell Brazel with $195,000 to add three full-time firefighters up at Pine Grove. And that money would come out of fee and lieu, which, by the way, Roy's Wood Products, the fee and lieu agreement that had been put on the back burner for, I don't know, maybe a month to a month and a half, it went through on the third and final reading last night, for their fee and lieu, which now doesn't just include the single piece of property, but all the property of Roy's Wood Products and affiliates. Apparently there's a number of LLCs that the family has. You know, everybody knows how you set up all these LLCs to separate things and avoid being robbed by the government as much as possible. So all the affiliates, and it sounds like they've increased their proposed investment from $2.6 million to $5 million over so many years. So, you know, that's kind of a, you know, you love a local business, and I love Roy's and all, but I also don't, my principle will not allow fee and lieu. This is buying favors from government. Government interfering in economics. This is the reason we've got a disaster that we have right now. You know, everybody complains about giveaways to corporations and all kinds of things like that, and raising the taxes to pay for infrastructure for the corporations. All this kind of stuff. And yet, the politicians will vote for this kind of stuff, like Jimmy Jones and Ben Connell, who claim to be, you know, fiscally responsible and for the people and that kind of thing like that. But The principle is government should not be in the business of picking winners and losers and minimums and what you're going to put in your buildings and anything having to do with the market, the free market. When they interfere, it's no longer a free market. We hadn't had a free market. I don't know if we've ever had a free market. Even when the Constitution was ratified and all this, tariffs and all kinds of stuff started to build right off the get, before the ink was dry on the Constitution, it was already corrupt. So, you know, is this the same sort of thing? Yeah, corruption breeds corruption and more corruption and more control. You get into basically this is a satanic system. Something that would be common sense in a sane world. Something that would be common sense, like government shouldn't be, it's not right to steal, lie, cheat, any of that, and all those words are what government is. And so good people, because it's always been this way, right? They always say that it's always been this way, compromise their principles, knowing that it's wrong, but it's always been this way. And until things change, this is the way we got to do it. Well, things aren't going to change if you continually do what you're doing. You know, what was it, Einstein? One of them said, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. You know, like central planning, like this Vision 2030. Maybe this is what got Julie Burns. Vision 2030, which there was a specific group of people, 767 to begin with, that took a survey and sent it back in, who replied to a survey. I never got a survey. But anyway, it was stakeholders, people and this is the reverse of an irate, persistent minority. These are the people that the do-gooders and all, that want to rent the gun, the force of government to do whatever they consider to be proper and good, like building parks and splash pads and sports complexes and sewer plants and planning the economy and planning where subdivisions are going to go, how many they're going to be, how big the lots are, what you have to put in there, minimum sizes, everything is regulated. And I often say to people, get you a little notepad, and as soon as you wake up, I want you to write down everything that the government has regulated that you come in contact with in that day, starting with the mattress underneath your ass. Go to the sheets, go to the pillows, go to your toothbrush, go to the soap, go to your toilet paper, go to your toilet. Remember, 1.5 gallons only. Go through the day and find out what government has touched. The easiest way to do it is the opposite, where you write down something the government doesn't have its fingers in. Now, you might not even need a pencil or a piece of paper for that shit. So, what's going to happen with the new Katie Gwynn? Well, I guess we're going to see. But one thing is for sure, government's not going to shrink. And I would venture to guess that Vision 2030 is going to continue. This is Council of Governments. Is Katie going to get you out of Council of Governments? No. Now, we're going to check this out. Ben Connell won over to Victor Dabney. So now we're going to have a special election for Ben Connell's seat. Who's going to run? Who's going to run for that seat? The Overton window's moving a little bit. If you don't know what the Overton window is, look it up. Anyway, as Julie Burns is fond of saying, it's a great day in Kershaw County, a great American city. Julie, we got it. You got it till January, my friend. You better do the damage you can do. Till next time, you guys. Peace.